tree stumps and large piles of wood chips in Isham Park, the remains of what Inwood resident Barry Solo sees as a chainsaw massacre.
I walked through the park and saw this fleet of trucks on the peninsula, just an enormous fleet. And it seemed to be masked for an assault.
There were 148 maples, elms, and mulberries cut down last week.
Everyone I know here feels a great loss.
The City Parks Department says the culling of dead and dying trees is important maintenance work requested by the community after recent storm damage from Hurricane Irene. In Inwood, Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.